Cole Corson, the head football coach with the Glidden Ralston Wildcats, joining us here as they get set for their Week 6 matchup at home with Woodbine. And Coach, you guys coming in at 2-3 on the season. Woodbine suffered a loss last week, got it put to them a little bit by Coon Rapids Baird. I do understand in a conversation with Coach Moore after the game that Woodbine was missing a few guys. In talking with you, you're anticipating those guys being back this week.
Yeah, you know, watching that film and other films, obviously the Bantam kid being the quarterback was a big loss for Woodbine. Also, one of the bigger guys up front was missing as well. But at the same time, you know, hats off to Coon. They dominated from start to finish, regardless of who Woodbine put out there. And, you know, that's what you have to go in and do, even in those situations. And we're banking on those guys being back this week. We've prepped that they're back this week, and we'll game plan accordingly. And, you know, they don't show up on Friday night, then we just have to maybe alter a couple things. But for the most part, we're just status quo. They're going to be there, and they're going to be full strength, and we'll go from there.
Coach, how did you guys kind of try to recover from the game down in Audubon last week, and what was the focus this week in practice?
Focus this week is, you know, kind of making a little bit of adjustments. We lost a physical matchup up front, and that was one place that I thought we were probably improving the most, but it also showed us, you know, where we also have to go. We did some good things in the game, watching that film and stuff like that, but at the same time, it was just that sustained effort that has to be there when you're playing top-tier teams, which is what we get, you know, these last 3 weeks, starting with Audubon this week and then obviously next week. So the biggest thing is we're implementing a little bit more, adding a little bit more to our offense and going from there.
Coach, you just mentioned lost the battle up front last week. How's the battle this week look in the trenches? Because that's probably going to be a key again this week.
Yeah, the last three opponents probably all bigger than us up front. So we're going to try a couple different things to try to negate that a little bit with our smaller guys, maybe space some teams out a little bit more than what we have been doing. We've been running the ball really well, but I think also we can also start implementing our passing game a little bit more. We started the season with the passing game, went to the running game, and now we've kind of got both mixed into the game plan, and we'll just kind of feel around what works the best and getting the ball out of our hands quickly, getting guys in space, and not letting those big guys up front kind of control the game. If they're trying to, you know, run people down all the time, that's going to negate a little bit of what they're doing.
You mentioned you guys do have the ability to do both. Which do you think Woodbine will try to limit or take away?
I think anything that Brigham Daniels involved in, they're going to try to limit. You know, Tyler Brandt runs extremely hard, and so does Caden Smith. And I think, you know, even Audubon, you know, slowed them down. But I think they realize that too. But that's something we can't get away from. We know that, and we've talked about that we're going into this game that saying, okay, it might be a little bit more balanced. We've actually probably been more on the run-heavy side this year compared to, you know, the previous year. But at the same time, we just have to find, you know, certain formations that give us the matchups that we want and can just continue to control those instances in which we feel we're getting a matchup. Last week, we thought going into the game we could do a couple things in the run game, and we did it, you know, maybe a quarter of the time, if that, and that's not what you need to be successful. So we have to find, you know, a little bit more ways to increase that percentage. Even if you're getting a 50-50, 60-40 battle, then you can at least say, okay, we're moving the chains, keeping the ball in our hands and doing things that we need to that way. And it's just we have to, you know, implement a couple things this week that we've been working on and see how they progress throughout the week.
Coach, you mentioned their size up front. Do you still feel like you guys can attack the middle?
I'm going to try. You know, that's always the game plan is with us is that triple option game. Still going to be there. You know, counters, kickouts, stuff like that. But at the same time is it might be from, you know, a little bit more spread looking type stuff and just getting some guys out of the box. if teams are able to load the box and stuff like that, we tend to not be able to do as much as we need to. But then also at the same time is if we spread them out and get some of those guys out of the box, the numbers are a little bit less, and now it's, you know, maybe one guy, maybe two, making a play on Tyler Brandt and Caden Smith instead of maybe a gang tackle of three or four when they can load the box.
You mentioned earlier as well that, you know, Woodbine's got Bannon back, their quarterback, and the prior kid, one of the premier eight-man athletes, I think, in the state. How do you guys try to slow down that run game? Because you know that's what they're going to try to be successful with first.
Yeah. You know, I know their offense coordinator pretty well. He's also their girls' basketball coach. And we've talked in both off seasons since I became offense coordinator just about different things that we like to do. Different things that we see from, you know, studying, you know, college coaches, pro coaches, stuff like that, and just stealing some of those things. And he's gone, you know, a full 180 right now. He went from pass happy, spreading teams out, to trying to get the ball to Pryor out on the perimeter, to being full-fledged run game with them at running back and trying to use their size up front to pound some yards. So, yeah, that's going to be a big task for our guys up front. You know, we may have to put another guy up in the box this week and take our chances on the perimeter just because you can't let Pryor get going. He's averaging almost 10 yards a carry on 80 carries, so you have to find a way to slow him down. Otherwise, they're just going to feed him, and he's built to withstand a lot of that pounding that he takes. You know, a 6'2", 220 frame, if not more, that can run, that's a lot for eight-man linebackers and safeties to come up and fill and do that. So our goal is to try to hit him before he really gets churning a little bit and slow him down that way, and hopefully we can mix up and disguise some of our coverages that we confuse their passing game because they still like to pass. And as long as we can keep them a little bit off balance for a while, we think we can do some things on offense that we've been seeing. And you know, maybe it turns into a high-scoring affair or whatever, but we just got to find a way to win at that point. You know, we know it's hard to keep them off the scoreboard. They've been able to score on everybody. They're 4-1 for a reason. So that's the challenge we have, and, you know, hopefully the kids are up for it.
Coach, you guys still have a chance to finish above 500, but you need the game this week. You guys would sit 3-3 with a win. Have you guys had that discussion with the kids, or do you feel like they know what the situation is?
Yeah, you know, we actually had that the other day that we talked about, you know, our goals and stuff coming into the season, and that was one of them, winning record at the end of the season. And it's still on the table, and we know that we've improved greatly since that week one game, and we're continuing to get better, and it's on the table to get there. And this week, obviously, is the important week to get back to 500. Then you set up kind of a big game in your last week before the playoffs start, and, you know, you also improve your district seeding at the same time. I think we're sitting in fourth, tied for fourth right now in district seeding, and everybody, you know, playing, not playing, whatever it is, that you want to keep trying to move up those standings. And so that's a big thing for our kids to understand is, you know, keep building the program the way we have been, keep moving the way we have been. And if you can come away on Friday and you sit at 3-3 and you're probably playing in one of the premier districts in the state, 3-3 is not something to say, you know, it's only 3-3, because the state also came out and said they're going to try to mix districts up come playoff time, and you're going to play, you know, some sort of sister district, whatever it is. I think we'd be well prepared at that point to go through our district the way we have with the success that we've had so far, and, you know, be able to compete even with a team that says, you know, oh, we're 5-2, 6-1, 4-3. But, you know, our district prepares us for the playoffs, I think, just as good as anybody's district.
Well, Coach, always good to catch up with you and chat with you. Wish you the best of luck coming up in the game Friday night. And I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the New A Ford Scoreboard Show coming up Friday night.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats. Again, they're at home on Friday night as they entertain Woodbine.